at 285-3667 or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
No, you know, honey, you look great just the way you are. Don't change a thing. You're fine.
I want some plastic surgery for Christmas.
Like what?
Only nature silicone will do. So don't go and preach that inner beauty speech. I want some golden bozos that will stun you at the beach. It's augmentation surgery for Christmas. Some nip and tuck and liposuction too.
How much is this gonna cost?
You're not so refined to claim that love is blind. You'll keep your eyes wide open when I'm J-Lo from behind. I can see you now on Christmas morning, gasping hard for air. You'll be thanking Santa Claus once you've taken off the gauze to find a South Beach Barbie standing there.
Oh, oh yeah.
Ooh.
You know, I could get you a trampoline, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama, lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump back in Washington after his NATO meeting in London, pushing back against critics looking to impeach him on Twitter, writing, when he asked the president of Ukraine to do us a favor, he was referring to the United States. This hours after the House Judiciary Committee heard from four law professors on impeachment. Three, invited by Democrats, recommended impeachment.
Republicans unsuccessfully tried to force votes to compel testimony of Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
Fox's Jared Halpern. A search for answers after killings at Pearl Harbor, where an active duty sailor opened fire on civilian employees.
He was found dead at the scene with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Naval officials say he shot three civilian shipyard workers. Two of them are now dead, a third in the hospital in stable condition.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. America's listening to Fox News.
There's nothing like classic Christmas music this time of year. And coming soon, the Ultimate Christmas Collection, with great songs like Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, sorry, that one's out. It's a mean short people.
Oh, well, songs like Frosty the Snowman.
That's out too. No mention of a snow woman in that song, so it might be offensive to equal rights activists.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Bullying.
Do you hear what I hear?
Offensive to the deaf.
I saw mommy kissing.
Inappropriate behavior.
How about Santa Claus is coming to town?
Nope. We don't know his immigration status. Could be an illegal.
Sleigh bells? Let me guess.
cruelty to animals.
All right, forget it.
Couple of minutes past six, News Talk 93.1 FM. There's a thing we'll maybe get into a little bit deeper later that we wake up in a bad mood 300 mornings a year.
Oh?
Yeah, I don't. But by the time I hear the first Fox News, I start to get pissed. So it's not the mood I wake up in. It's the mood I allow myself to be put into. That said,
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Chilly again this morning. We're at 35 right now. But nice recovery this afternoon. The warming trend continues. High temperature 67, a great day. And boy, oh boy, this time of the year when you can have a couple of days like this, this is great. With dry weather tonight, it won't be as cold. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow, showers likely, especially starting in the afternoon and into the evening hours. And the risk continues tomorrow night. But as far as all those events tomorrow night, there's parades, there's tree lightings. You know, I think the precipitation is going to be very light. They may not even cancel. Friday's high around 63. We'll be in the low 60s. Saturday should be mostly cloudy. But, you know, for the parade in Millbrook and other Christmas things, it should be dry. Spotty showers, perhaps. A little bit of drizzle on Sunday. Low 60s again. More rain Monday night into Tuesday. By the way, this little weather aside, on this date in 1886, the heavy snow had already begun. And by 24 hours from now, 11 inches of snow fell in Montgomery. Biggest snowstorm ever. Can you imagine 11 inches of snow?
That was in 1886?
1886.
That was before Greta Thunberg. if you don't mind my saying it.
How dare you?
Shut up.
So right now this morning we have clear skies, calm winds. It's 35 at 6:06.
Need to do some holiday shopping but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Happy National Cookie
Day. Cookie Day.
Cookies! Cookies!
No, that was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Okay, then.
What is today?
It's just a regular Thursday.
It's not regular about it.
Are there cookies?
No.
How about coffee?
How about a coffee?
Yes, there is that.
All right, fine.
Still not great.
It'll do for now.
When does the show start?
Starting now.
In Florida, it's very common, especially when you get into communities that are very well-aged, for the old confusion between the brake and the gas pedal happen. Usually, for some reason, it happens a lot in front of post offices. They hit the brake or the gas and drive into the post office.
I could see how that could happen.
Happens a lot. But I've got one here where a car literally goes 132 feet through the air because the driver made a wrong turn and launched himself off a hill.
Oh, really?
And then crash land, just barely missed a customer on the car lot. 400 feet. It was very, like Clark Griswold managed to do in a couple of the movies.
I love it.
Launched the vehicle, yeah.
You must have cleared that by 50 yards. Nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
50 yards, huh? Yeah. And then 8 minutes after six, we have the Williams Hill Wake Up ahead. And, you know, we always put some candy in the middle of that. And I think you're going to like what we have in there today.
We may not see Greg for a little while. I mean, not Greg. You're Greg. We may not see Jay for a little while. He's putting out a lot of fires.
Really?
A lot of fires. He just texted you.
Usually, I'm aware of one or two things that might be happening. But I hadn't heard anything this morning. Yeah. There was trouble downstairs. Well, we'll be fine. He'll get here when he gets here, certainly in time for Random Facts next hour. Don't forget that is followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz, and we'll have the Food Outlet specials a little bit later as well. Going to Infusion today after the show for acupuncture. A lot of time, you know, especially this time of the year, you just do a lot of walking and stuff. Man, that frickin' sciatic nerve. And so I did acupuncture last week, and it really helps relieve the symptoms.
I'm planning to go to Infusion later today.
I'll be there right after the show.
Okay, I'm going to have a Myers cocktail. I need a kind of a lift and a boost.
I get it. Especially with your whacked hours, man. And then you have, there's always something else you got to do this time of the year. Yeah. That'll get you through it.
Yeah.
296-1662, by the way. Local news at 6:09.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines.
Four people shot, two of them are dead after a late-night shooting in Montgomery. This happened just before 10 o'clock last night in the 500 block of Eastdale Road South. Police tell us the shooting may have been drug-related. The search for the next Selma police chief is now down to three candidates. Selma Police Lieutenant Kenta Fulford, former Butler County Sheriff Kenny Harden, and Dr. Stephanie Stewart with the Department of Pardons and Paroles. The city council should select a new chief by the end of the month. And a pedestrian was hit and killed on Interstate 85 near Shorter Wednesday morning. State troopers say 82-year-old Calvin Eddins of Greenville was walking on the interstate when he was hit. Troopers tell us the driver did not stop after that crash. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Well, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you all the very best of holidays.
Well, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:12.
Christmas, bring your wish list to the Joe Biden Mall Santa.
I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
He may be creepy, but he's the best we got.
I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun.
Because there's only one way to guarantee a present from Joe.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again.
So visit the Joe Biden Mall Santa to sit on his lap.
So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Well, this is just a tad embarrassing because I had a great rocket scientist lined up, and now I can't find him.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you what.
Oh.
I'm going to punt.
Okay.
And we'll do the rocket scientist, because I want to acknowledge somebody here. You won't believe what I got at Baumhauer's last night.
What'd you get at Baumhauer's last night?
Let me see if I can give you a little bit of a hint here. Give this a listen.
Hey, this Christmas party is getting a little too quiet. I think it's time we liven it up with my favorite Christmas gift, Mr. Microphone.
Hey, what's that?
Well, you set the dial on your FM radio and testing.
These kids are having a fabulous time with Mr. Microphone, the cordless microphone that actually puts your voice on the radio. There are no attaching wires, so you're free to move around. Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Sure. Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
I love that.
You can broadcast in mono or with car radios in stereo.
Professional entertainers use Mr. Microphone for rehearsing.
Well, I'm sure the professionals, yeah, oh,
always.
Sure.
And
yeah.
You can
stick
too.
To do that. Yeah.
It's practical and great fun for the whole family. It makes the perfect Christmas gift, and it's only $14.88.
So, because it was so brilliant, we will make James Gillespie our rocket scientist because he's the listener that brought
you
me.
You got a Mr. Microphone?
Look at this.
They still have them?
Yes.
Hey, as seen on TV. You love that on the front, on the top there, as seen on TV?
Also sold at Target, from what I understand. But this is a little more sophisticated.
Oh.
I think this works with Bluetooth.
Boy, oh boy, I souped up Mr. Microphone.
Rechargeable battery, compatible with apps.
Oh,
it has a compatible app. Enhance your voice, it says.
You could practice in the off hours. You know?
Yeah, I could, you know, wake up, take my Mr. Microphone out of the drawer next to the bed and say, this impeachment thing is, it'll just go crazy. Actually, I want to debut Mr. Microphone at our Baumhauer's Christmas party this coming Wednesday now. And thanks to everybody that came. We had a nice turnout. And again, new people. We love that. Let me grab this call real quick.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
I was just calling to let you all know that there are traffic lights out on Harrison Road and Ann Street, and nobody is treating these like a four-way stop sign.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
They're not letting people come in and out and turn and stuff, and I just thought, public awareness, please make an announcement that these idiots need to know to do that.
You just did that for us. We appreciate it,
Thank you, Ken. That's really good. And yes, we know about that little part of the city that is under power outage, because I think five of our radio stations are off the air right now.
Yeah. I guess around. I wonder if they're running on batteries over at
at Channel 8.
Yeah,
they would have to be. That's right. They would have to be on emergency power.
Let's see if they're all on TV holding candles, because nobody can hold a candle to them, right? All right, let's see if it clicks in here. They're on.
Okay.
There was something else, too, I was going to mention. And now I forgot that.
Because on the count of you want to know why.
Yeah, because I think I'm a little getting up there or something. 19 minutes after 6, Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka is an amazing company that takes on the toughest situations that human beings can handle. And that is in a situation where there's a loss of mobility or a long-term recovery, trying to restore mobility. It can happen in a car wreck. It can happen through a bad fall. They serve a lot of our wounded heroes who have come home after making a sacrifice in a theater on the other side of the world, trying to reestablish a lifestyle that includes as many choices as possible. And nobody has more experience than Gulf States. They've been doing this for many years. And they've been the recipient of many, many awards for the work they do with their completely customized approach. You can't do one size fits all. Everybody has separate limitations and everybody has separate potentials. They play to the human spirit, and people want to do as much for themselves as they can in these situations. And that is what they work with at Gulf States. They got a great Facebook page. Please take a moment and visit it, just in appreciation of your own mobility. If you need them, 514-6590 is the number. 514-6590 for James Garrett and Tommy Johnson at Gulf States Mobility. 620, the timeline with Rich Thomas. And today's lesson, broadcast live on Mr. Microphone, the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Embedded.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Hi there, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We still are pretty light this morning. Moderate to light traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Got a few more cars on the boulevard, but not as busy. It's going to be in about an hour from now. It's really going to start picking up here in a few minutes. 231 out of Wetumpka, 31 out of Prattville, both very light traffic so far still this morning. Use caution wherever you are and be careful out there. We're going to keep you updated. Hopefully, we'll have a nice, smooth ride into work this morning, all right? Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
20 shopping days to Christmas, now that is not so bad. Should be plenty of time to find a power drill for Dad.
At 6:24 with the timeline for December 5. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It's the 338th day of the year. There are 27 days remaining on National Bathtub Party Day, which begs the question, what time?
I had one this morning.
What?
Oh?
Bye.
Were you by yourself?
Thanks, Jay. Really, thank you.
I didn't say it. I laughed at it.
No, the laugh. What, you know.
Today is the day of the ninja. I have one of those in my kitchen. I've got a new Ninja. I don't think they mean that same kind of Ninja.
Probably not.
On this date, 228 years ago, in 1791, I remember it well, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart died under mysterious circumstances at the age of 35. Could have been a kidney infection, they say. On this date, in 1848, President James K. Polk triggered a gold rush of 49 by confirming gold had been discovered in California. He tweeted it.
Remember you could poke on Facebook?
Poke? Yeah, I remember. And except the queen. The queen had that feature turned off.
I mostly poked women. Well, it just didn't seem...
It's National Bathtub Party Day.
Okay.
86 years ago, in 1933, Prohibition ended at 5:32 p.m. as Utah became the 36th state to ratify the 21st Amendment. And booze had been outlawed for 14 years. This is the date in 1945 that aircraft squadron was lost in the Bermuda Triangle. Oh, wow. U.S. Navy Avenger torpedo bombers, Flight 19, they take off from Fort Lauderdale at the Naval Air Station on a routine three-hour tour. Flight 19 scheduled to take off and then go due east and then north for 73 miles and then back to, you know, the base. But they never returned.
Just before I moved here, somebody found one of those planes.
Really?
The type of aircraft that was lost.
Yeah.
In the Everglades.
Ooh.
And they thought, now maybe we figured out, you know, solve this mystery.
They got disoriented.
So they went and checked out the plane number,
mm-hmm.
and it was not.
Oh, it was not one of those?
Yeah. So then the question is, well, how does a plane crash, a pilot die, and nobody knows?
Right.
Well, sitting there.
You know, it's very possible that they got disoriented, and that's easy to happen. But it started this whole Bermuda Triangle thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
On this date, 68 years ago in 1951, the first push-button-controlled garage opened in Washington, D.C. Remember when garage door openers were so sensitive that you could jingle your keys in your pocket?
Doors going up and down.
The doors are open all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
64 years ago today, here in Montgomery, Alabama, 1955, the black community begins the bus boycott following the arrest of Rosa Parks a few days earlier. 55 years ago in 64, Ringo by Lorne Greene hit number one on the singles chart. Ringo. 51 years ago, 1968, USC student O.J. Simpson won the Heisman Trophy. On this day, who's going to win at this show? Do we know?
Who cares? That's been like a non-thing now for a long time.
Okay. 35 years ago in 1984, Beverly Hills Cop was released on this date. In 87, Belinda Carlisle, number one with Heaven, is a place here on Earth. 11 years ago in 2008, O.J. Simpson sentenced to 33 years in prison after being convicted of armed robbery and kidnapping. He was granted parole and released in October of last year. 1 year ago today, the state funeral for former President George H.W. Bush and a eulogy by George W. Bush. President Trump attended. Birthdays. That little kid from Malcolm in the Middle, Freddie Muniz, is 34 today. Jack Russell, not the dog, the great white singer, is 59. Jim Messina is 72 from Loggins and Messina. He also used to be in Poco. Dead or alive, Little Richard?
Dead.
He's alive at 87.
What?
Yeah. Dead or alive, General George Custer?
alive. Didn't he lead Operation something?
Yes, he did. He led a lot of bad operations.
George Custer Schwarzkopf.
He got his scalp handed to him by Crazy Horse and the Band of Indians. He died in 1876. Countdown, shortest day of the year. The winter solstice is 16 days away. We are 20 days from Christmas. 20 days to Christmas. 26 days to New Year's Eve. Spring begins in 87 days and 114 days from the start of the Major League Baseball season. That's the timeline.
Did we forget anything today?
Oh, we did. Did we do that again?
Yes.
We did that again.
Well, trying to remember if I remembered. Yeah, I did.
It's like Steve Martin used to say in one of his routines, Well, it must not have been very important, or you wouldn't have forgot it.
It's an 80s track.
I saw the paragraph, and I was going to paste it in, and I should start pasting that in first. So here is our song of the day. So go ahead. I mean, just go ahead. Yes.
No, not yes.
Jay mentioned this in conversation a few days ago. Kids in America. This is Kim Wilde on your timeline. Good morning, 6:30. I suck at this job.
I sit here alone and I wonder why.
I've done that a number of times here lately. Diary. Rich did a song from the 80s today. It's always the 60s.
I'm going to seem awfully out of it. 70s. I don't even know this song.
You don't know this song?
No. Oh, I know Belinda Carlisle, but I've had enough. That was your timeline with Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
I mentioned the 11-inch snowfall that we had 133 years ago today, biggest ever in history. We're going to talk about winter storms tonight on our Weather Extra on TV at 6 and 10 tonight on Channel 8 and Channel 32. Winter storm warning tonight on TV. That's my Weather Extra. Our forecast calling for the warming trend to continue today. Great day, high 67. Good bit of sun. Tonight, not as cold, low 42. Tomorrow, showers likely, especially afternoon and evening. I don't think it's going to be enough to cancel any Christmas events, and there's a whole bunch of them tomorrow evening. Friday's high 63. Low 60s on Saturday. Should be dry, but mostly cloudy. Spotty showers perhaps on Sunday. Low 60s again. More rain Monday night into Tuesday before a big, huge temperature drop again. Right now this morning, calm winds, clear skies, 35 degrees, 632.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
I know you're busy, Jay, but look what I got from listener James Gillespie last night.
Oh, look at that. Mr. Microphone.
I'll be back to pick you up.
Can you set this up?
Can I set it up? I mean,
I think it may work with a phone. The old one, you had to, it had like a low radio frequency, right?
It's seen on TV.
That's how it played through the radio.
So it's compatible with apps on your phone now.
You think we can get those five stations back on the air with that?
No.
Do they know what caused that big power outage?
I don't know. No, I don't think they do know what's caused that big power outage. But yes, there is a power outage. Where is that? What's that one? Is that Harrison Road?
Yep.
What is that? Yeah? Okay.
Our caller had mentioned that people are not hey, it's a dead intersection. It's a four-way stop. And it's appalling. I've seen this happen so many times.
I know.
It's worse in Florida. People just go breezing through.
They're not going to listen.
We had that problem. Remember that snowstorm we had in January a couple of years ago?
Yeah. I'll never forget that. Last night, I was driving home from Baumhauer's on 85. I saw an ambulance in the rearview mirror in the two lanes over. So I pulled over to the right lane and started slowing down to a stop. It comes up. It first didn't look like I was going to exit at Taylor Road, but then it cut over two lanes and did. Sirens blaring, Mars lights going. It gets to the peak of the hill at the light there, and then it just shut everything off. I have never seen that before, where an ambulance is barreling, you know, as fast as they can. It made me wonder, did the guy in the ambulance, was it too late?
Oh, no. Sometimes they'll cancel. They'll send a cancel.
I've never seen that before.
They'll turn that light.
That's another, beyond the fact that intersections are four-way stops, that's another thing that people do a lousy job of, and that's getting out of the way of an ambulance.
You pull over to the side,
especially
for heaven's sakes.
Especially the boulevard.
When it's four lanes across and this guy's trying to get through.
Oh.
Look at that.
Look at that. Oh, look at that. Man, that's almost like jewelry.
That's better than some of our mics here.
I mean, I think you talk in this and it comes out here.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it need batteries?
Well, look, it's got all these ports.
Yeah, look, it does.
It's got an SD card, an auxiliary out, earphone in, USB.
It's definitely an upgrade from the Mr. SD microphone card that we grew up with.
What's SD? Sexual disease?
No. What is it? Micro SD? Something.
See, I thought we can't use the overhead system at Baumhauer's to talk to the group that's there, but something like that could work because it would stay in the area where everybody is.
Yeah, you could say, hey, good looking.
That's right.
Be back to pick you up later.
I've learned all of those things from Rich.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
It is.
If traffic is okay, TV time coming up.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Now that we are past 6:30, we are seeing more and more cars on the boulevard here in Montgomery. Seeing more traffic coming in on the Wetumpka Highway, the Troy Highway, 31 out of Prattville, 80 past the airport into town. And we hope that you will drive carefully this morning. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic now through downtown Montgomery, but everything is rolling along just fine. No accidents anywhere. Let's keep up the good work this morning. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump back in Washington after his NATO meeting in London, pushing back against critics looking to impeach him on Twitter, writing, when he asked the president of Ukraine to do us a favor, he was referring to the United States. This hours after the House Judiciary Committee heard from four law professors on impeachment, three, invited by Democrats, recommended impeachment.
Republicans unsuccessfully tried to force votes to compel testimony of Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
Fox's Jared Halpern. A search for answers after killings at Pearl Harbor, where an active duty sailor opened fire on civilian employees.
He was found dead at the scene with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Naval officials say he shot three civilian shipyard workers. Two of them are now dead, a third in the hospital in stable condition.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. America's listening to Fox News.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats. Photographs of you, taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps, just $34.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Merry Christmas! It's a Peloton!
An exercise bike? Are you saying I'm fat? I thought you broads liked dad bots. So, it's been 3 weeks and still haven't touched that dumb bike. It's basically a $2,200 coat rack. 6 months, and still haven't used a Peloton. I did find a way to stream porn on the screen, so not a total loss. 9 months in, still never used a bike. Wife says I'm fat and useless. Well, it's been a year since my ex-wife bought me that ridiculous tricycle. She wants it in a divorce. I hate that thing, but I'll be damned if I let her have it. Ugh. The Peloton is Peloton. See you in hell, demon cycle! Ugh.
That sneaky pinky elf hiding behind the garbage can.
Love that
elf on the shelf. That sneaky pinky elf. My kids are scared of being bad.
It's showtime.
Well, it's showtime, except we're not sure. There appears to be an issue with our feed to the TV station.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah. So we're going to...
So we got it?
They got it now.
Okay. So we'll just wait until they want to talk to us. What a show if I knew Mr. Microphone. I'll just pretend.
So that Peloton thing you just played had a lot to do with what we're going to talk about here.
Yes, it did. Right. This new one is fast. I have to pounce on this like a cat on a mouse. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 2 and a half. 2 and 3 quarters. 2.
They just texted me.
Starting your 1.
They're on emergency power over there. Hey.
Good looking?
So, it's turn, yeah.
Hi.
An ad for the exercise bike company Peloton has been going viral because it shows a woman getting a bike for Christmas and going from in shape to really in shape.
If you got a fitness-related holiday gift like a gym membership or maybe a bike, home workout equipment, would you be happy or insulted? Well, according to a new survey, 38% of people say they'd be more pleased than insulted. Only 7% would be more insulted than pleased.
Okay, a lot of numbers to work through there. I want to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Having been successfully married 4 times, I think that's the kind of gift that is hinted. You know what I would really like? I would like a maybe a gym membership something like
that. So you wait for the invitation that somebody wants?
Yeah, they drop a hint.
They drop a hint. Okay.
So, and if that's what they ask for, that's fine. But I think giving anybody, man to woman, woman to man, whatever, there's an implication in there that could create some unpleasantness.
A lot of times that taking the initiative will work in your favor. This is not one of them.
Quick example. Yeah. Wife number 3.
Yes.
Gave me an ab roller. Remember those?
The ab roller? I do remember.
Yeah, I don't remember those.
As
seen on TV.
I'm just not Captain Crunch. I don't feel like doing crunches, but I wanted one because it looked like it made doing that easier.
Right.
And so I used it regularly for 2-3 months, stayed flat down the front, and then some study came out and said, that's a piece of junk. It does absolutely nothing to develop your core, give you a six-pack.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's just some gifts that seem inappropriate. For instance, a new vacuum cleaner is not romantic for the wife, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I really want one of those, though.
Yeah, but just like my daughter.
Really?
When I went down to visit my daughter last time. When I went down to visit my daughter last time, there was no real occasion other than me being there. And I said, well, what do you need, you know, for your house? She said, really need a vacuum cleaner. So we went vacuum cleaner shopping, and it was fun.
Now, you mentioned
those things you don't really want to buy. Like, that's not what I want to spend my extra money on.
Yeah.
I'd like to have
but
that
you
gifted.
Need it.
Yeah, so I would really like to have that gifted. Hint,
mom, dad, sister, everyone listening and watching.
As long as we're talking things in the vacuum cleaner, one gift that you could give that does not say you're a slob or you need help housekeeping is the dustbuster.
Oh,
because that's just a quick cleanup thing. That's not saying your whole...
Do y'all even remember those?
Oh, no, they're still around.
Are they?
Yeah.
I wasn't married to her, but there was a woman that kept hers in the kitchen. And I'll never forget one time I was buttering toast, and I hear, she's getting crumbs off the floor before the toast is even finished. Some people are a little bit obsessive compulsive.
Do you want to show our TV friends your as seen on TV gift here? One of these things that predates them. I'm sure it does.
Well, this is a modern.
That's a modern one, though.
Yeah,
that's a Mr. Microphone, right?
Listener James Gillespie came to our weekly gathering at Bomb Hours. We got to get you guys out there next Wednesday. My treat. And gave me a Mr. Microphone.
Mr. Microphone. Oh boy,
this is the brand new Mr. Microphone. The old one
so modern.
Was was kind of corny. It was one of the hokiest ads ever on TV.
Back then, the sales pitch was it
puts you on the radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
It used to broadcast onto a radio, onto an AM or FM radio.
It had a low-frequency transmitter. So you had to, have the radio this close to be able to make. But the whole idea, hey, look at me, I'm on the radio, it was really corny. Incredibly corny. But I started my career with this.
As a kid, I would have loved that.
Oh, yes. Gosh, I could see you. I could see you hanging onto that microphone.
Maybe we'll find a junior broadcaster out there that wants it after we're done using it. But,
I believe Andrew James will take it.
All right, no Peloton, but a Mr. Microphone. All right, good deal.
My wife works out all the time. She's married a dumbbell.
Pelotons are pretty expensive. I'm not buying one for myself, so...
Yeah, but if you're going to throw that much money down on me, go ahead. Yeah,
what's it going to be?
If someone buys you one of these things and you don't like it, re-gift, sell it, and then you got the money.
Yeah, I would definitely sell it for sure.
All right, guys.
All right, that's all the time we got, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Make sure you tune in to our friends at News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
See if I can pair it. You have to pair it with your phone.
Good Lord, the light over my head is so bright I look bald. This is ridiculous. I am tearing that light out by the roots.
Your device is ready to pair.
Device
is right. There it is. I'm pairing.
Your device is connected.
All right, now what can you do? You can record with
it? I have no idea. And then it shuts off.
Well, just, you know what we might have to do? I realize that we're all men here.
Yeah.
But we might have to read the manual. Here's a call.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Bob. I don't need to call on the station, but you can hardly hear that television crew. It's very, very faint. You can hardly hear them. So.
Oh, man. They didn't say.
Maybe you can turn up the volume or something.
No, it's up all the way, and we heard it
I
fine.
Think the I problem know. Today, caller, is that there's a power failure over there, and they're working on backup.
They're 3 miles away from us, and they're on emergency power, and there could have been some issues involving that. But
thanks for bringing it to our attention.
We appreciate you calling. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Others have mentioned the same thing, but it's not a daily thing.
Uh-oh.
You ever wanted to see inside of a Mr. Microphone?
That's more than I ever wanted to see.
That's like taking apart the bomb.
Yeah, I'll put this back on here.
It's not exactly the Manhattan Project there, but...
it's not. I just got to figure out how to make it stay on. Auxiliary out. 5-volt DC, but it doesn't come with that. Is this what it is?
Remember that? That was always the big thing in the old... Before the alkaline battery came along, they would last 3 hours.
Yeah.
And
remember those battery chargers things?
Those, yeah. or those big double Ds, and some of those would leak, into whatever they were installed. Here's another.
You want to grab that one? Hi, who's this?
This is William B.
Hi.
William B.
Hi, William B.
Hey, man. I was just going to let you know that caller said the volume was low on the TV crew over there. It was fine where I'm sitting, so I don't know what.
It was fine in our headsets.
Are you
too.
Listening on the app or are you listening over the air?
Over the air.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe it's the app or
Could
something.
Be.
There's a problem.
Maybe.
What do you think, Joe?
I don't know. I just wanted to let you know that I have heard days where the volume was real low on them, but this morning it was fine where I'm sitting. So I don't know.
I appreciate it. Thank you. It sounded great in our headphones.
Say hi to Faith and Hope for me.
Thank you.
I'll do it, man.
Take care. He's such a great guy. Did you see the picture? And I got to give him credit because William B. He's a guy. He's got the beard. He's in shape. Yeah. But he's got Faith and Hope, and they are two of the cutest little dogs you will ever see.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And there was a picture of William and his wife and the two dogs in red flannel, very Christmassy. Loved it. It was
nice.
On
nice.
Facebook the other day.
Nice.
Hey, guess what? 6:49.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Brought to you by Mr. Microphone is the cheap and trashy showbiz, celebrity gossip, birthday, all that crap report. Jay's working on the Mr. Microphone.
Trying to turn it off now.
J.
Check, check.
Well, we couldn't get it to stay up on, and now it's...
Now we can't turn it off.
You want to turn it off? Tell it it's
there it goes.
Tell
it's
it, it it's ugly.
I just got a note from Kim.
It's off.
Who says the app volume is just fine. So, Kim, thank you.
Thank you.
And I know how to pronounce your last name because I lived in Chicago. 10 biggest stars of 2019. These are people who did the best at the box office in terms of money and appeal. And why don't we count down the top five?
Okay.
Five. Speaking of volume issues, Doc Ray Montgomery.
Who's that?
Billy from Stranger Things.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I wouldn't know. I don't even know if that's a girl or a boy. Doc Ray. D-A-C-R-E.
And then the character they played was Billy. So yeah, you still don't know.
Right. Number four.
Naomi Scott, who played Jasmine in the new Aladdin movie and starred in the epic failure Charlie's Angel reboot.
Number three.
Emilia Clarke. She was
Game
Daenerys.
Of Thrones. Yeah.
Daenerys. And she's also in the new movie Last Christmas.
Number two.
Erin Moriarty on the Amazon show The Boys, which debuted in July.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you, guess at number one.
Are we talking? No.
I'd say Keanu Reeves.
He made the list.
And
yeah, I saw
number one.
Brie Larson.
Okay. Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm. So there you go, your big stars. Frankly, I'm not impressed. 10 best movies and TV shows of 2010. Unfortunately...
2010? Is that what you...
I had a flashback. 2019.
Oh, okay.
And it's not a decade list. It's just for this year.
So I thought you was 2010.
Our listeners are going to get suspicious.
You on drugs?
No. No. We've had a lot going on here that has nothing to do with the show, that's all. Unfortunately, Midway did not make the list. I'm disappointed. I thought that was worthy of top 10. The Richard Jewell movie is on the list. So is 1917. The Irishman made the list. Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Knives Out, Little Women, Marriage Story.
Irishman's been racking up some awards here lately. Film Critic Review got it something. I think the New York Review Board or something gave it something. So, doing quite well.
I know. I just couldn't get past The Godfather Meets My Cousin Vinny.
Probably. You should try. You should really try and see if you can get into it.
I will. Yeah, there was. I was not in the best frame of mind when I watched it.
I mean, you've got to understand when you're sitting down to watch this, you're embarking on a three and how many? How long is it there, Rich?
Three and a half.
Three hours, 5 minutes.
3 hours. Yeah, you got to understand. You're going on a three hour and 5 minute journey.
If I wanted that, I'd go to Gilligan's Island.
It's an amazing movie. It is just amazing. The history part is what you're going to love, and to find out more about Hoffa and the way he interacted with all those guys who tried to save his life. By the way,
I have seen I love the mafia shows, mm-hmm. and they did one on Hoffa. I would love to see another update.
How was that Hoffa movie? I only...
With Nicholson?
Yeah.
Wasn't good.
Okay. I've seen it plenty of times, but as far as putting it in context with anything, I never really did.
Not impressed.
Because I was younger when that released.
Yeah. 94, I think that came out.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler says if he doesn't get Oscar love, he's going to make another terrible movie to make us pay.
Yep. So if I don't get a nomination for this, I'm going to make the worst movie.
He's getting Oscar buzz for Uncut Gems.
That's another one I'd like to see.
Yeah, I might want to take a look at that, too.
That's on what?
It's not out yet. It's in theaters. It's not one of those Netflix things.
I get you.
There's a list here of the most jaw-dropping TV plot twists from the year. Something on Grey's Anatomy made number one, and I thought that show was off the air 5 years ago.
I was surprised to find out that it was still going.
How many seasons of Grey's Anatomy have there been?
That'd be well past 10.
Right?
They're in 14, I think.
Season 14.
I'm gonna say,
14
show,
or 15.
That show came on around the time I came here because somebody we used to work with, God rest her soul, was a devotee. I mean, every Thursday you come in with...
Oh, some people are swear by it, and I've never seen one episode.
15 seasons.
Wow.
15!
their first episode was March 27th of 2005.
Wow.
Good God.
Holy moly.
Well, there must be something going on. It must be.
It's almost like a race. Who's going to expire first, me or Grey's Anatomy?
They're currently in their 16th season.
So you could start that after The Office, right?
Crazy Anatomy. I can't wait to get into that. Actually, I've kind of gotten into Everybody Loves Raymond, and it's nice to know there's a show out there with 150 episodes that are generally pretty funny.
They are.
And Jay Quellen, the lawyer who joins us on Wednesdays on Happy Hour.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Not here this morning. She reminds me of Patricia Heaton. And that character on the show, which I consider a great compliment.
Yeah.
Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group is the guy. Let me tell you, you know, when you're in that position, let's say you go to work and you're being transferred. Your whole life changes in that instant. And among the things that change is you got to get rid of your house. Got to get it on the market. And you got to give it to somebody who will literally work 24/7. To get it seen and sold. A guy who thrives. So, he needs your listing. Eddie Bader, we're talking about, from the Goodson Group. Because that's what makes him tick. Eddie withers. He becomes weak if he doesn't have listings to work. So when you're ready to sell, give it to him. My goodness, he just thrives on the opportunity to get your house seen and sold. Also, if you're in the market for something, Eddie is the River Region Yenta. When it comes to matchmaking, people looking for real estate to rent or buy and finding exactly what fits their parameters. Nobody works harder than Eddie. So call him with confidence, 322-0662, 322-0662, or look up Eddie Bader, Realtor, the Goodson Group, on Facebook. 656. Traffic. We have our Star Is Born feature coming up, and then next hour, Random Facts, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a potential problem on Ann Street. We have traffic lights that are not functioning. This is between Highland and Harrison. From Highland to Harrison, traffic lights are out on Ann Street. Use caution there in those intersections. As far as traffic flow, moderate to heavy traffic in places now on I-85 and 65 into downtown Montgomery. We have no accidents there on the interstates. The Boulevard, we're seeing a lot more cars there. More stuff inbound on the Troy Highway, the Wetumpka Highway, Highway 31 out of Prattville. Use caution this morning and drive carefully. Say yes to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Yes to quality used cars. Yes to lower prices. Yes to lower payments. It's all about yes at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This Christmas, bring your wish list to the Joe Biden Mall Santa.
I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
He may be creepy, but he's the best we got.
I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun.
Because there's only one way to guarantee a present from Joe.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again.
So visit the Joe Biden Mall Santa to sit on his lap.
So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD,